Weilenfunk. Weilenfunk. Weilenfunk.
Quattro. Quattro punk. Punk. Quattro punk. Punk. Quattro punk. Punk. Quattro punk.
Island punk.
Quattro.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all that kind of stuff mashed into 1 hour of, well, me talking and playing tunes, really. Tonight's show brought to you by myself, Nigel, in the studio on my own, and the show is going to consist of a fairly usual mix of music and me telling you about gigs and events coming up and new releases and general news in that respect in this kind of musical area. But also, tonight's show is going to focus on me telling you about how good the Resistance Festival was in Sheffield last weekend. Now, I think I witted about this for the previous few shows. In fact, the last show I played through a load of bands who were going to be playing on the lineup, and I've got to say, for the first time this festival has run, it was a lot of fun and it was really well organised. So hats off to the organisers. Credit to you, you've put on a great festival, and a lot of the people I talked to really appreciated it and really enjoyed it. And I opened tonight with Eisenfunk with a track called Eisenfunk Quattro GTI, and that's actually from the compilation album that the festival put together. I believe the festival was mainly sponsored by a record label called Death Watch Asia, and they put together a compilation album of a lot of the bands who played the festival. So that track's the Eisenfunk track from that compilation. I believe it's just called Resistance International Music Festival. So if you go to the Death Watch Asia website, you will find probably that as a release you can purchase. I know I picked up my copy at the festival. And I'm going to continue with... This is not a band that played the festival, but a band related to it. I'll explain the next bit, but I'm just going to continue with some Be My Enemy. This is a track called This Is a New Wave. It's a title track off the same name album.
We'll be right back. all the rest.
Your sin, 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 I'm out to confess. Yeah, my body's burning, body's burning. Your sin, 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 I'm out to confess. My body's burning, body's burning. Your sin, 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 I'm out to confess. Yeah, my body's burning, body's burning. Your sin, 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 I'm out to confess.
You get mad. Right now, and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
You heard there, Sam, with Mad As Hell from their Brainwasher release. I believe that was their last major album they've released. Before that, we had Caustic with 666 on the Crucifix. Now, that's from an album called The Golden Vagina of Fame and Profit, which seems to be using a female's organ parts in the title. Seems to have caused a bit of controversy. People like Amazon and iTunes keep censoring it, which is very odd because it's, you know, the correct word. But I'm not sure if that album's officially out yet. I know the people who pre-ordered it or supported Matt Finalian, who is Caustic, in his Kickstarter campaign to fund it, managed to get hold of their copies at the Resistance Festival. But I believe this is actually a couple of weeks early. I believe there's an official release party sometime next week for the Golden Vagina of Fame Profit release. So you've heard that early, hopefully. If you've not already picked it up yourself through having it delivered to you at the Resistance Festival. I think you could also buy them at the Resistance Festival, so if you were lucky enough to be there and get to the merch stall, you could have picked up a copy. But yes, otherwise you're going to have to wait a week or so to be able to get your hands on that album, and it's really quite good as well. So good work there, Matt. And before that, we had Be My Enemy with This Is A New Wave from the album This Is A New Wave. And Sam and Caustic obviously played the Resistance Festival last weekend. Great sets by both of them, lots of fun. But Caustic, you raised the bar. You really did, Matt. How you managed to keep this a secret and also organise it in the first place is just amazing. But you did a cover of Cubanate's Oxyacetylene. Now, that is a great track, and it really suited the Caustic style as well. So, brilliant to bring that out. But to actually get Phil Barry from Cubanate on stage with you playing guitars for the Cubanate track, that was just awesome. That surprised everyone, that blew everyone away. It was just incredibly polished. Now, I remember you saying at the time last weekend that you hadn't really practiced it much or had much chance to work on it, but it came across brilliantly as if you had practiced it and worked on it. So yeah, that was just an amazing moment for that festival. I hadn't expected anything like that to come along, and it just got plonked there in front of me, and it was just a huge amount of fun and a huge surprise. But of course, Phil Barry has also got his side project Be My Enemy going, which is why I thought I'd throw in a Be My Enemy track, because I picked up that album last weekend as well, and it really is a top album. It's well worth getting your hands on if you like the couple of tracks I've played off it over the last few weeks. I think I've played that. I've played where is it? I can tell you which track I played. Disintegration, I think I played a few shows ago. All great stuff. Anyway, I'm now going to change tact a bit and not be, you know, heavily concentrate on bands from the Resistance Festival. I did that last show. I've done that a bit this show. So now I'm going to change tact and go with... this is a band called Ulterior.
Sing on. just echo, yet it's true. The same movie every day. I blew the eye and throw it away.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there, 16 Volt with Somebody to Hate. That's the Hate Hegel mix by Cyanotic from the Cyanotic Presents Gears Gone Wild Spring Break compilation. Before that, we had Hannah Elias with Burn from, I think, the 2006 release Future Noir. And before that, we had Ulterior with Sex War, Sex Cars, Sex from Wild in Wildlife. And Ulterior, I've only just really discovered, but I just really enjoy that sound. That track as well, I think, is absolutely top-notch. And they're kind of gigging at the moment. I think they've played Leeds once or twice, but I've not actually managed to catch them live. So next time they're around in this area, I'll definitely mention it and definitely try and get along myself. But now it's well worth mentioning a few pieces of news. Well, I've only got a couple of pieces of news. The releases, really, I kind of had a look out at what was coming out soon. And worthy of note is Hannah Elias hasn't really released anything since about 2006, and she's got a new solo album out called Get It Back, due out in May. So that's like next month. It could be like almost 2 months away now, but if it's right at the end of May. But hopefully it could be less than a month's time. So going to definitely keep my eye out for that. Because Future Noir is a really stand-up album. I can keep listening to that for ages. It hasn't really aged much, so big fan of Hannah Elias. Really good stuff. But also in May, was it 2009, Mesh released A Perfect Solution. Now, they're releasing a remix album called An Alternative Solution. That's due out in May as well, and the remixes include Assemblage 23, Iris, Portion Control, Zeromancer, and Paralox. Bands, we've played most of those on the show over the years anyway, so certainly like to hear Iris and A23 remixes of that kind of thing. Again, more about it when I get my hands on it, but you know, that's the release date we've been told is sometime in May, so we'll keep our eyes on that and let you know if it does come out at the right time and try and get our hands on it. It's also probably worth running through the gigs and clubs for the next, well, I've got about the next month or so of the things I know about going on, so I'll run down them. We have on Saturday the 9th of April, Flock at the Library in Leeds. This runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. This isn't a band one. Quite often Paul will put a band on to start with, but no, this one is just the club night. It costs £4 to get in before midnight, and it's more information at www.sheepish.net. Also on Saturday the 9th of April, we have Deviation and Darkland seem to have teamed up. So they're at the Stereo in York. Now, the Stereo in York is kind of a bar with two halves. It's got the front room and the back room. And what's going to happen is Deviation is going to run in the front bar and Darkland's is going to run in the back room. So you've got a two-room club, essentially. Entrance is £4 for both rooms. And it runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. And the details I found about that are on Facebook. So if you go onto Facebook and search for Darklands or Deviation, you'll probably find the event quite quickly. Following that on the Sunday, there is Dark Asylum. This is at the Highlight in Leeds. I believe this has run once already, but I didn't actually manage to get along myself. Now, the event details on Facebook have mentioned there's going to be two, maybe three bands, but only one of them seems to have been announced. It's called Veronica Faultline, kind of a rocky, grungy thing from what I heard on their MySpace page, and this night's going to run from 9 p.m. till 1:30 a.m. So that's, you know, if you're working, that's going to be a bit awkward, but I guess if you're a student, unemployed, whatever, or got much more flexible working hours, certainly not a regular 9 to 5, Monday to Friday thing, staying out till 1:30 on a Sunday might be a bit tricky, might be easy for you, but that's how it's running at the moment. 9 p.m. till 1:30 a.m, so that squeezes into Monday morning. It costs £3 to get in, and the easiest way to find details on that is to go onto Facebook and search for Dark Asylum. Following that, the Friday the 15th of April, Luxury Stranger are also playing the Stereo in York. This is just a gig, as far as I know. It's £5 in, and roughly, well, according to the Facebook event, it runs from 8 p.m. till 11 p.m, but I'm guessing that's just usual gig times in a pub. Following that, on Saturday the 16th of April, there's the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. That's £5 on the door, runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m, and more information can be found at thewendyhouse.org. So, yeah, so it's quite a big list of things going on. And that's only covering the next couple of weeks or so. I'll go into more details about anything else I find out. If you know of gigs or that are appropriate to the show or this musical scene, or even, you know, club nights, anything like that, drop me a line. You can find my details on the BCB Radio website. Drop me an email, whatever, and, you know, let me know about these things. I try and dig out as many events in the local area that I can find out about, but every now and again something may slip by. So it's well worth getting yourself involved and dropping me a line. Right, now I'm going to tangent back slightly to a band that did play at the Resistance Festival this last weekend. This is a band called XRX. Now, they're bouncy, they're fun, and this is actually a remix by Fosgar. This is a track I didn't actually originally get, but it did sneak in on the album, and it's called Electric Man, but it's actually the Quagmire remix by Fosgar, so this is absolutely awesome. Have a listen.
Electric Man!
Walla walla bing bang.
I am.
That was Altar to Ruin with State of Ruin, or Stage of Ruin. I'm not actually sure. I hadn't written a note on that compilation. That's from the This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things compilation. They're essentially best of release, especially done for European markets where there wasn't all their previous releases officially released. And before that, we had XIRX with Electric Man. That's a Quagmire mix by Fosgo from Update 3.0. Certainly the original version I got of that didn't have four remixes on the end. I managed to get hold of them recently, and that is a top-notch remix. It just makes me grin all the time. There's a couple of things I wanted to say, essentially, about the Resistance Festival. There was a couple of things that really impressed me. As always, the Gothicals and Caustic put on a brilliant show. A lot of the other bands did as well. It was impressive. There was a top-quality show from almost every single band who played there. But I was kind of in two minds about Covenant, because I'm not a really big fan of their latest album. I wasn't a massive fan of half of their previous album. So I was expecting them to, just having released Modern Ruin, to want to promote a load of songs off it and play a lot of tracks off that album. I think there's two good tracks on that album, personally. And they ended up playing three tracks off it, which I thought was brilliant, because it was the two good tracks I thought, King of My Domain and Lightbringer. They were brilliant live, and one other track they just slipped in. I can't remember what it was called, but it was one of the other tracks off the new album that just doesn't work for me. So the rest of the Covenant set was essentially a lot of older material, all the stuff that is proven to go down well at gigs. And it was brilliant. It's exactly what I wanted. I was worried that they were going to try and heavily base the gig on the latest album, and they didn't. They just went for getting everyone really up and going. And this time round, they didn't have half as many technical problems or sound problems or timing problems or being in tune problems that I'd seen them the previous time. They obviously had one bad gig. I knew they could do better. I've seen them do better in the past, and they're doing better again now. So they're back on form, in my humble opinion. I was pleasantly surprised by that. I was expecting to cringe a little and wander off and chat to my mates whilst Covenant were on, and I ended up just staying there, right in the crowd, watching them all the way through. Loads of fun. But yes, a lot of the other bands did some awesome things. Jeff from Modulate, you did some great stand-up stuff there. You did... you had the big... a shiny cardboard robot at the end. That was a giggle. But having Matt Caustic come on stage and do the whole Drill Sergeant bit halfway through your set, that was a gem. That just worked incredibly well. And there's things like that I guess you can't plan too much, because I remember reading online you hadn't actually met Matt Caustic before that day. You talked online, you communicated over the internet, but you hadn't actually met him, so you didn't know how this would work perfectly, and it did. It worked brilliantly. I can only say I'm going to look forward to the next Resistance. There will be another. I can pretty much confirm that. It sounded like even the organisers were mentioning, oh dear, it's been so popular, we're going to have to do it again. So I wouldn't be surprised at seeing something along these lines next year. Right, that's enough of me waffling. I think I'm going to have to actually carry on with some tunes. Now, again, changing direction a bit. I don't seem to have a direction for this show, apart from tracks I quite like. This is one from The Birthday Massacre called Walking With Strangers.
Look around for a means to
have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was The Birthday Massacre with Walking with Strangers from the, well, the album of the same title. And I've left the timings of the show a bit odd at the moment. I think I've just been nattering too much about how good Resistance was. And I can't actually leave you with one track. I'm going to have to leave you too. So I'm going to say goodbye. Hope you tune in a fortnight's time, as usual, and I'll leave you with Covenant Call the Ships to Port, because, well, this is what they finished on last weekend, and it's a storming track, and after that I'll play you a bit of Mesh with Only Better. So, good night, and see you in a fortnight.
A second of reflection can take you to the moon. The slightest hesitation can bring you down in flames. A single spark of passion can change a man forever. A moment in a lifetime is all it takes to break him. A fraction of a heartbeat made us what we are. A brother and a sister for better or for worse. A billion words ago they sang a song of leaving. An echo from the chorus will call them back again. Ships to port, the countless lonely voices, like whispers in the dark, a choir full of longing, we'll call our ships to port, the countless lonely voices, like whispers in the dark.
tried making sense. I got no defense.